USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Hopkins University is reporting the global toll of confirmed deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 4 million people on Wednesday. The WHO announced a disproportionate number of deaths in parts of Africa, Asia, and Latin America have led to the higher numbers. American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours. 2 American service members have been injured. The D.C. Appeals Court on Wednesday suspended Rudy Giuliani, a former attorney for President Trump, from practicing law in Washington, D.C. They issued the order citing the suspension of Giuliani's New York law license 2 weeks ago. Texas House of Representatives are in a special legislative session attempting to destroy ballot harvesting. Republicans are pushing to ban drive-thru and after-hours voting. The 47-page House Bill 3 was filed online Wednesday evening. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vaccine hesitancy shouldn't be politicized. Dan Naraki explains.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the United States, there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that are unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says vaccinations shouldn't be politicized. He tells Fox News that the real battle being fought is between the virus and humans.
So it really is a race of the variants against the vaccine. And really what works best for each person is whatever works best for that person. For some people, it'll be their doctor. For others, it'll be the local drugstore. For others, it may be a community site. And in different communities, the key is to identify the messengers and the messages that are going to work. Bottom line here, there's only one enemy. The enemy is a virus. And the more we work together, the more people can conquer the virus. The more we divide, the more the virus divides and conquers us.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Trump is leading a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as their CEOs, over allegations of censorship after the companies banned his and other American accounts.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment, and in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom.
Trump said Wednesday the lawsuit will aim to, at a very minimum, change the protections platform under Section 230, and at a maximum, take it away. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the best in the land. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight year. They beat the Montreal Canadiens in the decisive Game 5 of the finals 1-0, becoming the ninth different franchise to repeat as champs. Lightning goalie Andrei Vasilevskiy winning the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP. He saved all 22 of Montreal's shots on Wednesday night and finished the playoffs with a .937 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average. Vasilevskiy becoming the first goaltender to win the Conn Smythe since Jonathan Quick of the LA Kings in 2012. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.